The two major sugyas that we have in this week's parasha is the inauguration of the Mishkan, which sadly had involved the Misas Nora Vavil. And after that, after the Torah gives the parasha of Shtuya Yayin, from this we learn that that might have been what their indiscretion, then we go into the laws of Kashrus. The laws of Kashrus is what occupies the whole rest of the parasha. So we have the inauguration of the Mishkan with Misas Nora Vavil and Kashrus. So understand, try to understand the what is the common denominator between them, between these seemingly two very different themes that are in the parasha. All right. The idea is like this. The Torah says, Vayi Bayom HaShemini was on the eighth day. Now, it's even though the date was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the Torah is putting a stress on it was the eighth. And all the Midrashim at the beginning of this week's parasha discuss the concept of the eighth. Right, that's the sugya that the Midrashim deal with, pointing out that God created us for us a world of seven, right? 7 days in the week, right? And the seven forces, that we find recurrently the theme of seven in the natural order. Something about the seven, right? The seven are separate units, as in, let's say, 7 days of creation. No 2 days coexist at the same time. If it's Sunday, it's not Monday. And if it's Monday, it's not Tuesday. Right? You can't have the 7 days of the week, which is the prime example of the sevenness that there is in the Bria. You can't have them together, concurrently. You have them separate. Same thing with the 7 years of the Shemitah. Right? And the same thing is true with the what we know, Alpi, the ancient chemistry, and Alpi Kabbalah, that they divided up the world into seven primary forces. Kayadua, each force is its own separate thing. Right? So if there's a sum total of seven, but each unit stands alone. Right? The concept of the eighth is not about one more, as we were adding a new power to the universe. Ein chodesh tachas hashemesh. Whatever was created during the 7 days of creation, Shabbos was the last creation, bar Shabbos, bar Menucha, nothing new was created, yesh me'ayin. What is the process that's been going on ever since the 7 days of creation? Pulling the pieces together in all different types of combinations. You build a machine, right? So there's the different components that you pull together, and when you have the parts together, they could perform this function that the parts couldn't perform at all when they were separate, right? It's not the shot that if you break apart a watch, into four parts, it'll tell one quarter of the time, right? It won't tell at the time whatsoever. It's the powers and the potentials that there are, that are kosher encoded in each component of creation, those powers come out when you pull the things together. Right? And that's the avodah that kosher who wanted from the Adam. Right? The Adam is coming to now pull the pieces together. The chitzonius of it is what we call technology. And then all the apparatus and all the things that we create is by not discovering the potential, but all this potential is unleashed by creating systems, by pulling the pieces together in the different combinations and in the interaction between the pieces, right? You see all this utility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu encoded in the Bria, but only comes out when things are incorporated with each other. But just like it's that way in Gashmias, that's the way it is in Ruchnias, right? That things have a much greater spiritual potential than the way they currently exist. Right? And they have to be elevated. And these things are elevated when the kochos of the Bria perform, and make a whole. Then you will find that the things actually ascend to a higher level. You know what that's called? That's called eating. Right? That the when a person eats, right? So, what he eats becomes a part of him. And he could eat different things, and all those things themselves were separate outside of his gut, right? But inside the stomach, they all combine. Now, if the person is a righteous person, right? So that's called an aliyah for all those things all those resources that he absorbed, because these things were domain, right? They were inanimate, right? Or they were tzomach, they were vegetation, or chayit, or animal, and now they became part of an adam. They became a part of a tzelem elokim, So as you know, so the Ottoman is very, very existence, right, is pulling the pieces together and incorporating them in his tzelem. Now, if not for Chet Adam Arishon, if not for, right, subsequently also the Chet HaEgel, right, man would have been walking Kedusha. You know, the Mikdash would have been the Adam himself, right? The Adam would have been that, the Tzelem Elohim, right, the stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has to be put on the Bria. The Bria is like as it were disassembled parts, right? And the stamp would have been how the Adam incorporates everything into his Tzelem, and the Adam would be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would be called that everything is being pulled together in a system that the product of the system is to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a part of Malchus Shemayim, right? But because of the sin, first of Adam Arishon, then subsequently of Chet HaEgel, right, man is not pure enough to do that, right? So we created an artificial, pure perimeter, artificial, sterile perimeter called the Mishkan, that Kayadua, Chazal already tell us, everything that, it's a medrash in Parshas Pekudei, everything that there is in Shamayim Vartz, there is in the Mishkan. It's a mini universe, right? But it's a mini universe where over there, all the different components that they are have a parallel in reality are pulled together in the formations. The formations of the Mishkan are pulling together the Kochos HaBriah in the proper formation of how they're supposed to be pulled together, which produces Kedusha. Whereas if you leave them separate, it's all Chulin. Right? But the main thing is the Mishkan don't work without the Kohen. The Kohen who's there, the Adam that's doing the Avoda, and he makes whatever's offered up on the Mizbeach becomes, goes from being Gashmias to being Ruchnias, being assimilated in Malchus Shamayim. And the Torah itself describes that as eating, as karbani lachmi lisha, as if it's as if the karban is the lechem of the fires. As if the karbanas are likened to eating. Right? Because of what goes on, the whole avodah is incorporation, that what goes on in the Mishkan is to whatever is offered up as a karban is mitkarev. You know, the pieces are mitkarev to each other and are mitkarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's got one massive form of digestion, right? And, you know, so just like the whole universe is alluded to in the Mishkan, and that's where we learn out all the lametes melachas of what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You have to rest. So it's like God rested from creating heaven and earth. What goes into creating heaven and earth? We learn it all out of the Mishkan to show you that the Mishkan's a mini world. There's another thing about the Mishkan. It perfectly parallels the human form. And this is something that's in the Zohar, and it's in the Igeres of the Rambam, and it's in the Kuzari, that if you could take a bird's eye view of the Mishkan, it looks like a person, right? That the luchos in the Aron are the heart, and the kruvim on top of, you know, are like the lungs that hover over the heart, and the whole, you could see this also in the Malbin, in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, where it goes through Rimzei HaMishkan, how it's all connected to Tzuras Adam. The Mishkan is like, you know, the pure, sterile Tzelem Elokim that's left after our personal Tzelem was tainted. But you know, anyone on the still, even though humanity as a whole is tainted and is not on that level of like the Mishkan, individuals, even though human race as a whole is has fallen short, individuals can reach that level. Right? That's what the Gemara says, that now that there's no Mizbeach Kapar, Shulchano Shel Adam Mechaperlov. If you eat the Kedusha of Torah, that's like a carbon. Now, most people learning through the Mesillas Yesharim give up somewhere in the Kiyas. You know, it's a hard safer and it's a demanding safer. But if you get past that, you see he beats up on you more and more, right? He has you eating less and less, right? Until everything switches. When you come to the very last parak of the book, the Midah of Kedusha. When you've become a Kaddish, right? The whole thing flips. And he says that the Kaddish achiloso karbonas, vishtiyoso kinesachin. As the Kaddish, a person's attained mamash, the level of Kedusha after he fixed all his midas. And after he's totally destroyed his Yetzirah, and whatever he eats, he's eating L'shem Shemayim, the man is a walking Beis HaMikdash. And all his eating and all his drinking is like Karbonus and Nesachim. So now, this is what's going on. This is the commonality. It's setting up the Mishkan. You know, and sadly, you know, Nadav Aviyu were living Karbonus. Right? They became assimilated in Malchus Shemayim. What does Moshe Rabbeinu tell Aaron? Now I know that they were greater than me and you, because they were chosen to teach the lesson of Mora Mikdash. Nadav Aviyu were consumed and became a part of Malchus Shamayim. Right, there was, It was said it had to be under those circumstances, but Moshe Rabbeinu tells him there was a big Kiddush Hashem that came out. People learned the koach of the Mora Mikdash, and it's mamish called. The Nodav Aviv were assimilated into Malchus Shamayim. I can't get into all the details, but the Zohar tells us in Parshas Pinchas that the Neshamas of Nodav Aviv subsequently went into Pinchas and got incorporated into him and became Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi went up with his body to heaven. He didn't have to. He made turn his body got converted into Ruchnius, and that's the power of Nodav Aviv that went into Pinchas, and that's what it says in Kisvei Ari. Ana Hashem Oshiana Ana Az Roshei Tevis Eliyahu Nodav Aviv. So now this explains, you know, what the two have to do with each other. That the erecting of the Mishkan, you know, which is the eighth. Which is now the eighth factor, is to now pull the Bria together in all different types of combinations, that the assimilation of the pieces are as such that, you know, things are become elevated and the lower Madregas unite with the higher Madregas, which ultimately go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the Avodah that's done in the Mishkan, and that's what every individual is meant to do by eating if he would keep his tzelem pure. This is the secret behind the Jewish appetite. Jews never have had a problem, ever, eating. Lo haya v'lo nivra, right? And everything is, asimcha, medafesim. Asuras hado, asuras mitzvah, just whatever. Right? There is an amkus to that. There's a real amkus to that. Why the Torah is nimshol la'oichel. L'chu lachmu b'lachmi ushtu b'yein mesechti. That Torah learning is called, like, you know, eating. Right, it's all about assimilating things into Malchus Shemayim. We're the Ama Nivchar, we're God's people. Whatever gets assimilated into Am Yisrael gets assimilated into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom because we're His people. And it is why, it's Min HaShemayim. Jews have an insatiable appetite. We're meant to swallow up and meant to incorporate and not leave anything outside of Malchus Shemayim. So there's a Gemara in Brachas. Everyone knows the Gemara in Brachas because it's at the beginning. It's four people give up. Right, that the David HaMelech, used to learn all night. You know, he didn't sleep. Was first time learning Torah and Shiras HaShivachos, and it seemed like almost daily. Am Yisrael, the Ziknei Am go into him in the morning. Am Chai Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. Right, so David HaMelech says, L'chu is Parnasu Zem Yizen. Do commerce with each other. So what do they tell him? They tell him two things. Very interestingly, they tell him Ein HaKometz Mazbias Ha'ari, Vein HaBor Mismalim Mechuyaso. Right, you can't satisfy a lion with just a little bit. I mean, as much commerce as they do, whatever they're going to generate, it's not going to satisfy the Yiddish appetite. Right, it's an amazing thing. Right, that the Jews cannot generate enough resources amongst each other to keep each other satiated. Right, because we're meant to take over the whole world. Right, the appetite is supposed to be insatiable, so as to incorporate. We have to eat them up. And that's what Dalmach says. L'chu pishtu yidichem begdud. Right, we're going to make mochemes roshus. What's mochemes roshus? You expand the boundaries. You capture more land, and you bring more, resources and more land into Eretz Yisrael. Right, but an amazing thing is that's one aspect. Talk about mitzad the people. Ena bor mismalim mechuyos. Ena komitz mazbias ari. But there's something else. Ena bor mismalim mechuyoso. An amazing thing about the Israeli economy. What always was and always will be. Right, that we'll go with the Derech of Rashi over there. That you can't dig up dirt from a pit to fill the, to fill the pit. Right, there's a deficit. Right, face the same problem here. Right, there's a deficit. Where are you gonna, when you have a hole already, you can't dig up more from the hole to fill up the hole. You got to bring it from somewhere else. Right, Eretz Yisrael was forever designed to be not to be a self-sustaining economy. Right, and the amkus of it is Eretz Yisrael is the midah of Malchus. Eretz is the midah of Malchus, right? Because everything needs to be incorporated into Malchus Shemayim. If Eretz Yisrael would ever be a self-sustaining economy, you could theoretically have, an isolationist policy and leave the rest of the world alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to force incorporation into Malchus Shemayim. So the midah of Eretz, which is called, Malchus, right? The Kaidua, this midah is called empty. It's always hungry. Malchus leson migar maklum. Eretz Yisrael, the midah of Malchus, the place of Malchus Shemayim, is meant to have perpetual deficit. Right? So as you have no choice to go out but to conquer and bring in. And when the economy was so good, in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, Right? But Chazal tells us that Shlomo is one of the three people Shemach al Bekipa. He basically reigned over the whole world. That's why the economy was good. I mean, the economy was good because of an amazing amount of international trade that was there in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, because he traded with everybody. Right? But Eretz Yisrael by itself, just like the land, is just like the people. Ena komitz masbia sa'ari is talking about the Yiddish appetite. Ve'ena bor mismal mechulyos is talking about the bechina of Eretz Yisrael, that we were meant to have this tremendous, voracious appetite. And Eretz Yisrael is meant to be an economy that can never hold itself. It will always be dala v'aniya v'reka, needing to bring in for the other, because this hunger is the drive to incorporate everything into Malchus Shemayim, to incorporate everything into the Tzelem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to imprint on the world, that everything is L'chvot Shemayim.